This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Have a clip you want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
All right, clip of the day today involves Boston Celtics star Jaylen Brown. The Celtics were just eliminated from the playoffs as the Philadelphia 76ers win game seven, 109-100. And this is going on with a pretty consistent theme here on the whole show, my disdain for how Adam Silver runs his business, that business being the business of the NBA. And I said, be careful, Adam, because the longer you ignore the real issue surrounding the NBA, the more your players and coaches will continue to come out and torch how the league is ran. Here's the latest. Jaylen Brown, after the game, now we could talk about sour grapes and all that, but the point is what he said. Here's Jaylen Brown talking about Joel Embiid and the trigger word flopping that takes place in the NBA. Here's Jaylen.
I mean, this is my personal opinion on basketball. Some of y'all might disagree. You know what I mean? But argue with your grandma. Flopping has ruined our game. Joel Embiid is a great player, one of the best bigs in basketball history. Flops. He know it. This ain't breaking news. You know what I mean? It is what it is. I can clip it up. Like I said, y'all can post it on these paid accounts that y'all, these bot, whatever. That's just my opinion.
There's another one. Just keep adding them up, Mike. I mean, now there's some people that are like, dude, you weren't talking when you were up in the series. So, I mean, isn't that human nature? You're not going to complain when you're winning. But when you lose, just ask Chris Finch. Chris Finch wasn't arguing about it. And I actually came to have a pretty good amount of respect for Chris Finch after the Nuggets-Timberwolves series. I don't like when he complains necessarily after he loses, but was he wrong? He wasn't wrong. Joker flops too. Jamal, they all do it. So when I make a video, I love this. I made that video a couple weeks ago and put it up on Instagram and my YouTube channel. And a lot of the comments are like, this coming from a Nuggets fan. This coming from a Joker fan. No, I never once said that my guys don't do it. They all do it. I don't blame Joel Embiid or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or James Harden or Luka Doncic or Nikola Jokic. I don't blame them because all they're doing is what they grew up watching the league allow. And Joel Embiid does it. They all are guilty of it. But when are you going to stop and actually address this? I mean, Adam Silver is just letting it run wild right now. There's always going to be, especially in 2026 and on further, there's always going to be players and coaches that speak out about something going on in your league. But have you ever seen it so obvious? Like, Micah, when you see an NFL player or a coach come out and complain about the league, is there anything obvious that pops to your brain of what they all are complaining about? Is there something obvious?
I mean, they complain about a lot of stuff, but there's a lot of them complain about pass interference.
Sure.
A lot of them complain about wide receivers going, hey.
Yeah, but it's not like it took you a while to get to that, right? It's not an obvious thing. You don't hear after every game a headline or a clip of the day from a coach or player saying, man, we got to fix pass interference or this league, it's killing our league and that's what it's doing. You don't hear that. It's an issue, but not an issue that anybody in the league... Okay, do you think pass interference, or the way they call it, is ruining the NFL?
Not at this point.
No.
I mean,
no.
A couple years ago, they called it too much.
Nothing's ruining the NFL. There's nothing that's ruining. You can complain about the tush push. You can complain about kick returns, or now that they've changed it. There's nothing that is... that everyone agrees on and says, yeah, this one thing could potentially destroy our game. The NBA has that one thing. I can argue about officials. I can argue about star treatment. I can argue about ratings, what have you. Complaining to the refs, I can argue about all of it. But what do we always circle back to in this league? And it is flopping. It is the number one thing that is hurting. And yes, it actually is hurting the NBA. Maybe that wasn't the case 10 years ago. But that is the case now. Because the more we allow it, the more you get your superstars play like it. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is probably going to win the MVP. And he does it a lot. Does he do it the most? It's the most advertised. And I know, Thunder fans came at me, Brady, Luka does it just as well. Listen, man, I don't watch every single NBA, every moment of every single NBA game. But I know who's a bigger star right now, Shai or Luka? Shai. So he's going to be advertised more, for better or worse. And right now, the thing that outlines social media and sports stories, legitimate ones anyway, is the fact that Shai flops a lot. Does everybody else do it? Yes. Does Joker do it? Of course he does. But that's not their fault. It's not your fault. It's like Robin Williams with Matt Damon and Good Will Hunting. It's not your fault. It's the NBA's fault. It's the officials' fault. It's Adam Silver's fault. Because while he's over here playing with the NBA Cup trophies that he's going to dole out. Now I can't wait to show off this next trophy, and we're going to be playing overseas in this game, and we're going to fix tanking once and for all. All that's all you're focused on. Meanwhile, your league every night comes out and tells everyone point blank, obviously, what's wrong with the league. The Detroit Pistons just moved back past the Orlando Magic. It wasn't long ago, Cade Cunningham did a full spread of an article and gave comments and quotes about what is the biggest problem surrounding the league. He said it was flopping. Chris Finch said it was flopping. Several coaches are saying the same thing, Michael, and then you get players. Is it sour grapes for Jaylen Brown to come out after they lose? Sure. Why wasn't he saying this in the first round? Well, you're trying to win a series. So you're not going to call out the refs when you win a game, because then the refs pull the Allen Iverson thing, the Tim Donahue thing, and say, oh, well, you know, I'm going to get him. I'm going to show him I'm going to call carrying on him all the time. Yeah, you don't want to put a target on your back. Smitty says the ironic part about all this NBA flopping is not one of those guys would flop if they were touched or struck, if they were standing outside the door of the club. They're all tough guys until they want to draw a whistle. But that's not on them. They've grown up watching a league that rewards you for falling down and embellishing. If you're going to get hit, make sure the ref sees you do it. I don't blame the players. I never will. I don't blame players for... wide receivers for complaining about pass interference in the NFL. These are guys that grow up watching it. And as a fan, they watch their favorite player go out for a pass, they see their favorite player fall down, and they immediately throw their hands up and assume that he must have been interfered with. So then we are raising our young athletes to play in that same kind of a game. So I don't blame him. I blame Adam Silver. You need somebody to get a hold of this, and I can't say it enough. I'm begging him to either step down or step up. 15 minutes after the hour. The voice of the Colorado Avalanche, Connor McGahee, coming up next. Are we going to see this much scoring on a nightly basis when it comes to this second-round series between the Avalanche and the Wild? Let's talk to Connor coming up next.
The Broncos, the Nuggets, the Avalanche, the Rockies, the NCAA, and the NFL on KFKA. And we aren't changing anytime soon. We have the sports broadcast you need on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Cato June, All-Pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game.
Was that Connor? Did Connor write this? Did Connor perform this? Connor McGahee joining us now, Avalanche play-by-play announcer for Altitude Radio. Connor, man, you still got to be catching your breath. My goodness, this was a crazy game one.
Mike, you just said on the phone, he said, I'm surprised you have a voice left. I said, hey, those are the good ones that you want to be, like Linda Richmond, a little of a clump the next day. So Riker and I had a good time last night, and thank goodness for a Halls or two afterwards.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you got to take care of yourself first and foremost, Connor. You got to be prepared. This is just the Avs making up for. They take care of business, but it was a dirty, nasty fight against the Kings. This is just the Avs saying, you know what? We are tired of not scoring a ton of goals. Let's go. Let's put up nine.
Yeah, and if the other team allows you to do that, wants to do that, and that's how. You know, Minnesota was lined up, and I sat in the press conference afterwards with John Hines, and, you could tell that he wasn't happy with that sort of mental approach to the game. They knew that it wasn't going to be Dallas, but hey, if you want to play run-and-gun hockey with the Avs, then go ahead. to score six and lose is definitely something, but I think it was for all of us watching and for some of you listening, it was a welcome change to, the grinded out series, at least the first three games of the LA Kings series. I know the last two were 4-2 and 5-1 wins, and it opened up as the series went along. But yeah, it was the complete opposite of at least games 1 and 2 versus the Kings, which from a fan's perspective is good. Maybe not so much from the coach's perspective.
And the voice of the Colorado Avalanche joining us, Connor McGahee. What's going through your brain? Obviously, you're calling this game, so there's 4 million things going through your brain. But the Avs go up quickly, and they take the 3-0 lead in the first. Are you thinking, whoa, this could be something here? Or are you like, yeah, wait a second, this is the Minnesota Wild we're talking about? What's going through your mind?
Well, I wasn't sure if Minnesota was going to respond, and they ended up getting two goals in just over a minute's time with goals from Johansson and Ryan Hartman. And I think I said, well, this is exactly what you didn't want to have happen. Is it be 3-2, but then it was 4-2. And it's the first time in NHL history where a team has led by three goals, then trailed at one point, and then won by three or more goals.
I didn't see that before. That is incredible.
Yeah, in an NHL postseason game ever. And so you knew that it was kind of going to be like that. And, you know, Minnesota can be a quick strike weapon, and that's exactly what they were able to do. But the Avalanche gave it right back to them. So I think 3-0, you had feelings of game one in the 2022 conference final with the Edmonton Oilers. I think that game finished 8-4, so a little bit similar. You knew that it wasn't going to be a clean sheet or one on the other end. It just had that kind of feeling to it. So you knew that 3-1 was a little nervy. 3-2, the anxiety set in a little bit. But 4-2 with the Blankenberg goal and the beautiful Nichushkin pass, the 2-on-1 made it made you feel all better. And then the good feelings went away on the shorthanded goal, give it up for Minnesota to take the lead. So that led to the most important game of the night, and that was the Taves goal to even it up at 5. And you knew that a tie game going into the third period, there's no way that the Avs are losing that game.
Oh, and then they just go ahead, and there were still 5 goals scored in the third, but 4 of those by the Colorado Avalanche. What were your thoughts on Scott Wedgwood? He's the prime example. If you're just box score watching, if you're just casually watching this game, you're going, wow, Scott gave up 6 goals, but there were a lot of weird goals in this game. I think you even mentioned it at one point in the broadcast, talking about guys kind of standing around watching that puck a bit. There were a lot of strange bounces in this one.
Yeah, there were. And it's there are a lot of goals in that game that it's weird to have an 8-6 or, 9-6 final where most of the goals are not the goalie's fault.
Right.
That's how I feel with Wedgwood. The first two. One is traffic and one is Hartman left all alone in front of the net. And, there's not a whole lot that Wedgwood could do on that. The Hughes goal, there's a ton of traffic. And so, yeah, I don't necessarily blame Wedgwood for that. And he was really good in the third period, making 10 saves and 11 shots. The only one that went past him is that Zuccarello goal that he couldn't duplicate again in a million tries. So, which is a weird bounce over Wedgwood. He wouldn't have seen that coming. So, he was good when he had to be. I don't pin 6 goals allowed, strangely, on the goaltender at all last night.
I agree with you 100%. Connor McGahee joining us, the voice of the Colorado Avalanche. Now, on that note, though, or on that point, Connor, we've heard Jared Bednar talk a lot, especially before the playoffs started. Hey, we're gonna utilize our goalies a lot like we did in the regular season. We're gonna interchange them. So we've been kind of waiting to see when Blackwood might get his opportunity. One person can say, well, this might be the time to do it. You put him in tomorrow. You don't play again until Saturday. Or maybe you play Wedgwood tomorrow, and then you play Blackwood Saturday. I'm kind of the guy right here that's like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Don't mess with it. Just let Scott go.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he had a 950 save percentage in the first round with a 1-2-1 goals against. The only goaltender who was better than him in round one was Freddie Anderson with Carolina, who had a .90 goals against average when they shut down the Ottawa Senators. Carolina, by the way, having to play Ottawa and Philadelphia in consecutive series is play Brian Cox's line from whatever show that was. You are not serious people, and so that's why Freddie Anderson has better numbers than Scott Wedgwood, and he'll return to that. So I think that's more of a conversation on the Wild side.
Yeah.
Because as good as Wahlstedt was versus the Dallas Stars to allow 8 in this game, and look, if 2 go in early in game number 2 on Wahlstedt, then you have to consider putting Gustafsson in. And they're in the same type boat where the number 2 goaltender who started the season is now your playoff goaltender. And there's a plenty capable goaltender sitting on the bench, whether it be Blackwood, whether it be Gustafsson, but I think that's more of a question, conversation that pertains to the Wild more so than where the Avalanche would be.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Connor McGahee joining us, voice of the Colorado Avalanche. So many amazing performances in this game. I tell you, the passing, it was just, on some of these goals, just out of this world. We weren't really seeing that, those crisp passes against Kings, because that's what the Kings do. They just make everything look difficult. Everything's complicated. But my goodness, there was a display of passing by this team last night.
Yeah, without a doubt. A ton of open ice to work with. And Nobody was playing defense. I mean, you had, let's see, you had two goals from Kale, one from Taves, one from Blankenberg, one from Quinn Hughes. So the defensemen were scoring goals, and the wingers didn't really want to participate in defending either. I mean, Kale was allowed to shoot and get basically the identical goal twice there in the third period because that left winger, one time was Kaprizov, I don't remember the other time, but didn't step up and close the space. That's something that L.A. did very well, and I would expect Minnesota to do a better job of in games two and beyond, but that was not the case in game number one. So that's why there was a ton of space, and you could have those magnificent passing plays. Probably Val Nichushkin and then the Nathan McKinnon set up for Arturi Lehkonen on the power play, where McKinnon sort of gets his own rebound, slaps it back for Lehkonen, who's got a wide-open net. I mean, that's as good as it gets. And but again, if as good as the Avalanche are at that, they took advantage of the open ice. I'm not convinced it's going to be as open tomorrow night and beyond.
Yeah, that's what I was going to kind of, you know, pick your brain on next. 9-6. Do you? I wouldn't be shocked if we get a complete opposite. You know, 1-0 win by the Rock or by the Avalanche tomorrow night.
Yeah, it feels like a 3-1 win with an empty netter.
Yeah.
I do think that they have to win game two because there's no Brodin, there's no Eriksson Ek. And Eriksson Ek is Minnesota's version of what Adrian Kempe was doing in the Kings series, where you just white on rice him, you just glue him to Nathan McKinnon at all times if you can. And Jared Bednar usually doesn't chase matchups. But when you have a game plan like Minnesota has with Eriksson Ek on whoever the superstar is on the other side of the ice, that's exactly what he did to the big guns in the Dallas series. Then you have to try and get away from him as much as possible. And because he's definitely not in for game two, isn't even in the state, I think you have to exploit that in a big way before it's a possibility that he comes back for games three and beyond. So I just think that that with as stingy as Eriksson Ek can be, you have to get away from him as much as possible. And that means the Avalanche have to do everything in their power to win game two and go to Minnesota after 9.5 weeks off for game three on Saturday. Ridiculous gap in between games.
I was just getting ready to go there with you. I mean, for the Avalanche, if you can take care of business tomorrow night, you know, you played two games in this series so far. You swept the Kings, so you had a little bit of a break there. If you can win tomorrow night, you get another 9.5 weeks off, it feels like. Why the delay from Tuesday to Saturday? I'm sure there's a real reason for it, but I'm a little slow with this stuff.
Well, there hasn't been one specific answer. What used to be the XL Energy Center, it's now called the Grand Casino Arena in St. Paul, booked the PWHL playoffs on Thursday. The Minnesota Frost were hosting. Their beat writer for the Athletic said that the Frost were willing to move, but I think there was maybe some reindeer games there from the Wild in the league, and they said, well, you can just instead of playing Thursday, Saturday, you can wait to play Saturday, Monday, because there's an ice show on Sunday at the same arena. So you couldn't go Friday, Sunday. In an ideal world, like every other series in the second round, you would skip a day play. And Thursday, Saturday was choice number one. I think it was right there, and the Frost were willing to move their game to possibly Friday, but for whatever reason, the league didn't make that move, and they stuck with Saturday, Monday. So to reasons known only to God, we will take a vacation. You know, we'll start some new hobbies. You know, maybe start some families in some people's instances, and then we'll be back playing game three.
Well, if you have another 9-6 game, you might need the time, Connor. You might need to give the vocals a little bit of a rest. I almost hesitated to text you today because I was like, that's a jerk move, man.
I'm fine. Thanks for texting and giving me a shout. I do appreciate it.
And this ice show better be pretty damn good, too, Connor. You gonna find some tickets to that thing?
It's going to be like Rublets on Ice from oh my goodness, Will Ferrell and I shouldn't love the movie as much as I do, but yes, it's probably not going to be awesome.
What was I watching? Is it Happy Gilmore when they're like, Blades it's a Jeffersons on Ice? Yeah, Blades of Glory. Yeah. And then they were showing like Jefferson's on Ice during was it Happy Gilmore, like a side?
Yeah.
Yeah, or whatever it was. Yeah. Yeah. So maybe you'll get a treat. You get something really cool.
Yeah, I probably am going to 100% pass on my day off in St. Paul.
Connor, hey, dude, we absolutely love hearing Avs coverage here on KFKA. We love having your voice decorate this radio station. You keep these broadcasts that are so fun, informative, entertaining. So you just keep up the great work, my friend. Get off the phone and relax the vocals because you got a big one tomorrow night.
Well, I appreciate you lying to me and everybody else. Thank you for that. And the offer stands. Call or text anytime.
All right, my friend. Absolutely. I would love to follow along with you in this second round. Connor, appreciate it, man.
We shall do. Y'all have a good one.
All right, Connor McGahey, the voice of the Colorado Avalanche. So there you go. So, Michael, they play tomorrow night, and then they don't play again until Saturday because the lower team, what am I looking for? Is it the I guess it would be AHL team. Because there's playoffs, because the Eagles are in the playoffs right now, so I'm guessing that's the same. I'm just guessing, same league. And they've got their stuff going on, plus there's an ice show on Sunday, so they all had to do some fancy feet moves. And the Avs will play Tuesday, and then not until Saturday. That's an NBA thing right there. That's like what the NBA does. NHL is pretty consistent of almost damn near every other night.
If only we had another arena, like an arena that had 10,000 seats.
Yeah.
You know, that could have that ice show.
Mm-hmm.
So we could have the Avalanche on Thursday.
Well, it's in, I mean, isn't it in Minnesota?
Oh, okay. That's like, right. I forget.
Yeah, I was like, well, I don't think your Cascadia political argument you're trying to make is going to work here today, Michael, because the Avs, of course, will be at home tomorrow and then at Minnesota on Saturday and then at Minnesota on Monday, still to be determined on that time.
If only that sorry excuse for a state had another arena.
Yeah, I don't like Minnesota.
I don't like them.
I don't like their face.
I mean, I've been opposed to the Vikings for a long time.
I don't even care about the Vikings.
But now it's like there's more reason to hate them. And, you know, the Avalanche, they need to get revenge. They are our one hope for revenge this year. I don't think the Broncos play the Vikings.
Yeah, they are. Or the Nuggets could get revenge next year in the regular season versus Minnesota. But
I am so
up in the air about the future of the Nuggets right now. So this is where I'm focusing. Let's just win 16 in a row, Michael. The Avs have already done it five times now. Five in a row. 5-0 in these playoffs, Mike. Have you reset? Have you recalibrated your series prediction then?
I have recalibrated. I'm going 4-2. I think the Avalanche win the next one. They lose game number 3, win game number 4, lose 5, and win 6.
Okay. So the way the schedule looks right now, like we said, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, 5:30 pregame, we'll have that for you here on KFKA. The man you just heard on the line with us will be on the call. I don't think there's any. I mean, there's not many better. He's so funny too, man. Hockey,
his puns are great.
Has something. Hockey does something different than basketball, and I love it. They don't take themselves so seriously.
Watch
the TV and the radio. Listen to the radio portion, but also watch the Mosier. There's just a different feel to hockey pregame, postgame, halftime. It is fun. It's informative. It's entertaining. Basketball, and it's not a knock on my friends over at Altitude that cover the Nuggets. It's just I'm saying there's definitely more of a serious business-like approach to basketball.
Different culture.
As there is to hockey. But why? I'm a goofball, and I love basketball. So let's make basketball fun and entertaining, too.
I think some of it wasn't invented in America. It was invented in Canada, so it's kind of different. They're kind of that redheaded stepchild of the sport. They're the least popular, but there's also fighting allowed in it. Like there's so many weird quirks to hockey that you don't have in the other three major sports.
And that's why you think it's a little more goofy on the broadcast and stuff? And I say goofy, like, in the most respectful ways, because that's what I'm into.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are a bunch of freaking characters. They're a bunch of characters. And, like, they'll fight each other on the ice and, you know, be friends.
But in the broadcast, too,
later.
Like, they're all just, it's just fun, man. It's just, I enjoy it. And Connor, I mean, the puns that he's the guy you should talk to, because your pun work is not like Connor's. You could get there if you tried harder.
Are good. I had a good one for one of the players, and I can't remember what it was.
But you did.
I love his one for Marty Nachos. Nachos. Marty Nachos pours on the cheese.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All hail kale.
Yeah. The Nathan McKinnon one's pretty good, too. The Mac Attack is back, Jack. I just love that. That's so good. He's got everyone for almost every team or every player.
Well, I just like the Nachos one, especially because it has to do with nachos.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, I got it.
I like nachos.
Oh, I kind of was going there.
I hope there's a Kevin Bacon or a Bacon.
There is a Kevin
who
Bacon.
Starts playing for the Avs.
No, but there actually is a Kevin Bacon.
I know, but like that would be
he
cool because you have the
Michael.
Kevin Bacon pun and you have bacon.
Okay. 40 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Time was drifting, this rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway.
A reminder, Rockies, Mets, that was supposed to be for 6:40 tonight, has been moved to 3:40 tonight. Again, this is in Colorado, so they are anticipating some crazy weather here coming up later tonight. So they moved it to 3:40, Michael, and we'll be able to carry that for you right here on
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
First Advantage text line is
888-530-0043.
Thank you, Mike. I don't want to do that all the time, but thank you for that. That was kind of fun. Let's not do it every time, though.
You're welcome.
I don't want to get to the point where people think that, you know, we finish each other's
sandwiches.
Yep. You ripped that off from Frozen.
I did.
It's a great movie, by the way. I liked the first one. Second one was garbage. I know. It was about princesses, but it was still different. It was fun. I liked it.
I watched that movie with my niece when she was 4.
I watched it by myself, and it was great.
Watching it with a 4-year-old... who's seen it like 5 times basically means you're not watching it.
Yeah.
You're just listening to a 4-year-old explain what's going on.
No, I actually
and
did.
It's very cute.
Yeah, I did take my wife and I went to it years and years and years ago. And my kid likes all movies where they sing. If they sing, he loves them. Jungle Book, Frozen, Moana.
How the West Was Won.
Yes, Moana. That's a go-to. Right there. That's actually a really good movie. She learns to navigate through the ocean.
What about the remake?
Rocks in it. It's not a remake, it's a sequel.
No, but didn't they make a live action?
I don't know. I don't think so. That seems like fake.
They did.
That seems fake. What will the Nuggets do going forward? Shams, ESPN's Shams had to say this, Michael, about the future and what they're going to do with David Adelman, Nikola Jokic. Here he is.
Yeah, there's a summer of question for the Denver Nuggets. Let's start with a couple of them. David Adelman, their head coach, he is going to be back. His job is safe. The second order of business for the Nuggets this offseason is securing a long-term commitment from Nikola Jokic. He's eligible for a contract extension, 4 years, $290 million plus. The expectation on both sides is Nikola Jokic will be signing that when he's eligible in July, and they're going to move forward. But beyond that, there's going to be real roster changes coming to Denver to identify how they can surround Nikola Jokic with the right pieces to get this team over the top. Nikola Jokic said after that series loss against Minnesota, we're far away. We just lost in the first round. So they're going to get calls and listen to calls on everyone on the roster besides Nikola Jokic.
All right, there you go, folks. I mean, that's as official as you can get. David Adelman is going to be the head coach again for the Nuggets. Joker is expected to sign his contract extension, and that is what we know. Everyone will be on the chopping block, or at least the give a call block. Everyone. Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon, Cameron Johnson, Jonas, Zeke Najee, if they can move that contract. Christian Brown, if they can move that contract. Peyton Watson could be gone, or they do what they can to retain him. They're going to have to move dollars around. I'm going to, listen, I'm going to think about this. I'm going to tell you, Michael, tomorrow on the show, on Tuesday's show, we're going to go through the roster. And we're just going to go through it. And I'll tell you if I want them to be here or if I want them to go. And we're not going to look at the mathematical equation of what it would take to actually move the guy. I will tell you, and I'm going to go through it, line item by line item. We'll do that on tomorrow's show.
I still want to be Nuggets forever.
As long as he's here? That's, I mean, would he be like the Luke Skywalker of the Star Trek universe, Michael?
He'd be Darth Vader.
Joker would be Darth Vader?
He would.
Isn't he the, isn't Darth Vader like the most popular character of all the Star Wars, though?
He is. He's also evil and kills a bunch of people.
And then Captain Kirk would be like David Adelman. You know, people aren't really crazy about
him. No, because Captain Kirk is like kind of cool, and David Adelman's kind of a nerd.
Did you just say David Adelman is sports, a head basketball coach is a nerd and Captain Kirk is cool? That is why you are in your little meetings that you have.
We worship you, Captain Kirk.
Sorry, Mike. We'll be right back.
I still want to be Nuggets forever.
Two dudes, one mission. To provide the best morning radio in Colorado. Good Morning NoCo, weekdays 6 to 10. On Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, what did we learn today? Michael, we learned that the Avs can play any style of hockey, bro. They can play dirty, ugly against the Kings and sweep them. They can give you a little dose of hot, nasty speed and just outrun you. And that's what they did last night. Michael, what'd you learn?
This is kind of sidetracking everything. Sorry, but there is a Moana reboot coming this
Faith
July.
Just said
Not
that.
A reboot, a live action.
Faith just said that. She beat you to it. In the text line. Okay.
Live long and prosper on Star Wars Day.
Who's your favorite? Okay, we don't have time. I don't care. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.